If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There used to be a place called Gene's Pizza. Gene's Pizza was open late, and from midnight till 2 or however long they were open, they only sold slices. So you couldn't get a whole pizza to take home, but they give you like 2 or 3 slices and some aluminum foil or a small box, whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
Problem with that, so it was $1.50 for cheese. It was $2 for pepperoni.
That's a deal, man.
So you need something in your stomach, man, just to kind of fill you up. It was on the way home. You stopped at Gene's Pizza. The problem with that place is it was packed with college kids. So it wasn't the fact that it just was a little bit of a wait.
Yeah.
You could always find a booth in there because most people just grabbed a slice and took off.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's 3 or 4 of us. We put in a big order or whatever. We go to the table. My buddy Craig, man, he loved Red Hot Pepper Flakes. And for whatever reason, he and my other roommate, Brett, they had an ongoing prank feud with each other, dumping buckets of cold water on each other in the shower, flushing the toilets while you're taking a shower, turning the sink on, brushing your teeth, shaving, using the hot water, that kind of thing where the person is in the shower, but you're just
cold water in the shower,
flushing the toilet, scrubbing your face with warm water. Yeah. So these two always had a thing. And man, I don't remember what just set him off, but... Brett knew that Craig liked the Red Hot Flakes, so he unscrews the lid to just make it so that it's basically sitting on there.
Oh, yeah.
It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to get these 2 pieces of pizza, so it's more about the weight and the fact that you're hungry. Craig takes this thing, man, and red pepper flakes go they're on my lap, bouncing off of the table. Just everything is covered in red pepper flakes because he unscrewed the cap.
Yeah.
Craig lost his S. I mean, he almost flipped the table over. He was so pissed off. So he took Brett's pizza and grabbed it and crumbled it up, threw it in the trash, stood up, marched the hell out just because he unscrewed the thing.
I mean, we used to do that. When we were younger, we used to do it at the local Pizza Hut. We were probably 12 years old. We'd ride our bikes up, you know, during the summer, whatever. And we would always do that. All of it. The Parmesan, the oregano, the red pepper flakes. And it's one of those pranks where you didn't see it happen, but you know it's going to, and we're satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. No big deal. And my parents, before school starts again, we're going to go to Pizza Hut. I don't give it a thought. I'm happy to be there. Obviously, I've done something right for them to take me. And the waitress walks over, and all she said is, hey, don't unscrew the tops to all the different condiment things again. That's all she said. The death stare I got from my parents. And I thought that was a brilliant move on her part. Right? Mm-hmm. She didn't scold me. She just said, hey, don't do it this time. But the look they gave me, it was so obvious. And it was just a very awkward kind of dinner after that. But, and I've said this before, but I used to work at a pizza place. It sounds like the one that you're talking about. We're in a place in Baltimore called Fells Point. It's kind of like Pioneer Square. And we stayed open until 3 because the idea was all the bars close at 2. Everyone's young. They are hammered. They want pizza. Same thing. You got to wait forever.
Like every college town, every bar district has
you're gonna
that
have
pizza
place.
As soon as the pizza came out of the oven, they would slice it, and they had people waiting. It was just one after the other.
And that's all we did. Well, we did slices, and we would do a whole pie if that's what you wanted. And same thing, we had tables, but people would wait, and we just got bum-rushed. 2 o'clock in the morning every night. We knew it was coming, whatever. So where the kitchen was, we could see the front door. We knew who had ordered and who was waiting and all that, and most people were cool. And these two dudes walk in. And they're giving the owner, who also works the cashier, they're giving her grief. They lied to her and say, hey, man, we've been waiting for 45 minutes for our extra large pepperoni and sausage pizza, blah, blah, blah. She's apologetic, right? Because she's hammered. She's just busy. She's in the weeds. So she kind of yells back at us like, hey, these guys have been waiting, man. You know, you got to get the pizza. And we see them like high-fiving and crap in the back. So it's me and this guy who I called Squirrel. And to this day, I couldn't tell you his real name. So we both look at each other like, these mother. Because, well, we're getting yelled at by the owner. They're lying their ass off. So we're like, okay, cool. So we start tossing the pizza. And at this point, they're not paying attention because they're just so proud of themselves. So if you looked at the pizza when it was done, yes, it had sausage and pepperoni and cheese and sauce. And under that, it had anchovies and black olives and about half a box of kosher salt, right? We're just like, oh, yeah, we're like F these guys, man. So we make the pizza, we cook it, we box it, and keep in mind, because they'd been, quote-unquote, waiting for 45 minutes, they got it on the house. So they're super smug, super proud, but they roll out. They're not dumb enough to stay in the business. We're like, whatever. We don't worry about it. We close the restaurant. The last thing we have to do, take out the trash and all this kind of crap. So we go out the door. And directly outside of the door, well, there's a tree on the corner of the sidewalk. Next to the tree, there's a pizza box. The box is open. One slice has been taken out of this pizza box. Next to the box with one slice of pizza taken from the pizza box is a slice of pizza that has a single bite taken out of it. Next to the piece of pizza that has a single bite taken out of it is a partially chewed wad of pizza that had clearly been spit on the ground, man. And we were like, yeah, you sons of bitches! We got them. And that they're not going to come back in and complain. It's just one of those. We got you, man.
Yeah, Dewey Beach, Delaware. We would go to Mama Maria's. It was the same thing, right? Like, I don't know if the pizza was good. I think it was good. But that's specifically because they have a really early last call in Delaware. It's like 12 or 12:30.
Yeah.
And that place stayed open until, same thing. But you went there afterwards. You could order a whole pie.
Uh-huh.
It was rare. Like, if somebody showed back up to your apartment or your whatever place you were renting with a whole pie, you're like, holy cow. But same thing, man. I don't know how they did it, but they knew what you ordered. Because I had friends go in there and try to scam them. They were just like, F you, get out.
You know, just the way it's, you know who's there. You're always very hyper aware of it. It's just one of those things. If you're in the kitchen and you're looking, you can see the dining room. You know what's going on. So those guys, I will say, seeing a half-chewed slice of pizza is one of the most beautiful visuals I've seen in my life. It just brought me so much satisfaction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.